Folks, we are back. But before we get into the ring for the introductions of our co-main event, I would like to send you up to the Ovaltron for some pre-recorded footage from our former World Heavyweight Champion, the Messiah, Rick Righteous. I have not seen the footage yet, but I've heard that Rick is supposedly going to apologize to everybody here in WWA, including the fans all around the world. Whether or not he is sincere, I can't say. But as we roll the footage, I'll allow you, the viewing public, to judge for yourself. Let's go to the Ovaltron.
Hello, fans. I wanted to take this epic occasion to thank you, the fans, for supporting the greatest wrestling federation on earth, the WEWA. I am proud to be able to stand here before you today to entertain you, to show you the wrestling skill that I've worked so hard to attain. I know that I haven't always recognized you, the fans, and to be honest, that was wrong. I apologize for being the egotistical, arrogant man that only cared for himself. However, in my tenure as general manager in the WEWA, I began to see things differently. I began to see the sacrifices and dedication that the boys in the back have displayed. I began to understand that you, the people, are what makes this business great. You make us wrestlers great. So instead of you applauding me, Rick Righteous, I applaud you. Tonight, you are about to witness history as our eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, Absolute Lee Real, puts his belt on the line against me. Lee, I do wish you the very best of luck tonight, and may the best man win. Hopefully, Lee and I will put on a show for ages that people will talk about for a lifetime. If Lee wins, I will simply shake his hand and congratulate him on being the better man. If I win, then I will represent the world title and WEWA with the class and dignity that you fans deserve. I will do everything in my power to be a champion of the people, a champion you will love, respect, and look up to. It's time for us to find out whom the better man is.
You know, folks, I almost half believe Rick, but I'm going to wait until the end of this match. I'm going to wait until it's all over before I officially buy into this Rick Righteous sorry song and dance. Speaking of song and dance, it's time for Real and Righteous to get it on. So let's go to the ring with ring announcer Michael Stuffer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next contest is our co-main event of the evening and will be decided by one fall with a 45-minute time limit. On the line will be the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship.
Listen to this advice and accept instruction, that you may gain wisdom for the future. Many are the plans in the minds of a man, but what is the purpose of the Messiah? That will be established. Alas, Rick Righteous has arisen.
As the lights go out, filling our arena once again with darkness, the entranceway fills up with smoke, and as a dim gold light now appears on the silkscreen, revealing the muscular silhouette of Rick Righteous, the fans have gotten up from their seats, and the curtain is rising, and there he stands, the former WWE General Manager and former multi-time World Heavyweight Champion, the Messiah, Rick Righteous. And listen to this crowd. My God, are they actually cheering for Rick Righteous? As the Messiah makes his way down the ramp, can you believe it? I'm going to say it again. Rick Righteous is actually getting cheered. And look at him taking the time. And I've never seen Rick Righteous do this, to actually shake the hands of some of the ringside fans. Oh, my God. That beautiful young woman just gave him a kiss on the lips. And you know what? Perhaps I was wrong, and I don't have to wait until the end of the match. You know, I think Rick Righteous has really done a great job making amends for his past sins. And you know what, Rick? I'm going to get on board. I love Rick Righteous. In a masculine way, of course. Up the stairs and entering the ring to a loud roar of approval, the Kissimmee Sports Entertainment Arena is actually pro-righteous. Go figure. I got to say it again. The Kissimmee Florida Sports Entertainment Arena is pro-Rick Righteous.
Now in the ring, ladies and gentlemen, standing 6'5" tall and weighing in at 287 pounds of chiseled steel and sex appeal, he hails from the City of Angels, Los Angeles, California, and claims to be the most decorated man in professional wrestling history, the fourth tag team, TV, international, multi-time world heavyweight champion. He currently holds the record for the longest world heavyweight championship reign and is looking to once again become your eWrestling.org world heavyweight champion. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Messiah. He is Rick Righteous.
The pyro blows up around the arena, releasing the red maple leaves from the ceiling, and you guessed it, it's time for the World Heavyweight Champion to explode onto the scene. The lights dim, and as the red spotlights begin to swirl, the curtain remains still as the crowd begins to chant for Absolutely Real. The spotlights finally converge on the rampway, and the curtain still remains still. I can't wait to see him! Oh my God, there he is, and it's deafening in here! It's the World Heavyweight Champion, and as the curtains bust open, out onto the stage steps Lee Real, wearing his red and white hooded jumpsuit with his logo on the back. The world title belt is strapped firmly around his waist, and as Lee Real raises his arms into the air, oh, more pyrotechnics blow up behind him. Making his way down the aisle and circling the outside of the ring, Lee bypasses the stairs, hopping onto the apron, asking the referee to back Righteous up. Real flips into the ring side horse style and immediately raises his championship belt high into the air. Kissing the gold and handing it to the referee, it's time for the introductions of our World Heavyweight Champion.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to introduce to you the man you have all been chanting for. He comes to us from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and weighed in at a slim, trim, jacked, stacked 252 pounds of pure athleticism and heart. He is known north of the border as the Canadian Wrestle God, and is your reigning and defending eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. There is only one, Absolutely Real.
Fans, this month, Lee Real said he was no longer clear on where this title reign of his was taking him, and he admitted to being confused as to who was responsible for turning out the lights and costing him his last two matches. Tonight, if our mystery person decides to show up, Lee Real says that he's going to catch them right in the act. But as Sam Natas would say, the time for talking has come to an end. Let's do this thing. The referee has called for the bell. The men are in place. It's Real versus Righteous for the World Heavyweight Championship. And here we go. Righteous turns to pull his knee pads up in the corner. And here comes Real racing across the logo. Oh, blindsided double X handle to the back of the Messiah. And Rick goes down to one knee and pulling the challenger up into the upright position and turning him into the corner. It's Real who unloads with a nasty chop to the chest. Righteous grimaces from the sting, and Real gives him something to think about by driving a hard boot into the midsection of the challenger. Quick move the arms, and wow! Neck breaker up into a snap suplex, hits the mark, and pressing the shoulders to the canvas for the one, two. Righteous gets his shoulder up in time, and fans, this one is gonna continue. Off the logo by his afro comes Righteous, and overhooking the head, it's Real who cranks into an awesome corkscrew swinging neckbreaker. Real motions for the ropes, and with Rick Righteous still counting the lights, Lee Real has a nice opportunity here to go for a high impact maneuver. Off the second turnbuckle with a medieval guillotine leg drop, and my God, Rick Righteous gasps as Lee Real hooks the leg. One, two, the champion clears his shoulders through, folks, and this one once again is gonna continue. fans, Lee Reel has started off very fast, and thus far it's Rick Righteous who has weathered the storm. With Rick still flat on his back, Lee Reel gets to his feet and bouncing off the ropes. Look out, it's Canadian Thunderdome! Righteous lifts up the knees and blocks them all. Lee Reel is rolling round on the canvas, clutching his ribs, and folks, Rick Righteous appears to be smiling. Was Rick playing possum? Using the now you see it, now you don't strategy, here comes Lee Reel staggering up to his feet, unaware of the challenger's position inside the ring. Clothesline from hell spins the champion into a semicircle, and someone checked to see if Lee Reel's head is still attached to his body. Two-step elbow drop by Righteous hits the center of the champion's chest, and Rick Righteous feels like he is Lee Reel in perfect position. One, two, kick out by Reel, and Righteous does not look surprised. I think Rick Righteous was just testing the water. Rick has a very good game plan going on right now in this bout, but if Lee Reel does not tire in the latter stages of this match, Rick Righteous just might rule the day that he absorbed so much punishment from Lee Reel in the beginning. But forget about the beginning, because right now it's a challenger who's out powering up the champion into a torture rack and cranking down on the head and legs. Look at the tears well up in Lee Reel's eyes. Fans, Lee Reel is in a tremendous amount of pain, and I don't think he's going to give up. But this torture rack is certainly going to work on the neck and back area of the World Heavyweight Champion. Samoan drop transitions into a nasty fall, and my God, the champion is lying dead in the center of the logo, and Rick Righteous doesn't feel like Lee Reel is even close to calling it quits. Off the canvas and into the nylon with an Irish whip, and here comes Lee on the rebound, sinking his hips down and rotating. Oh, damn! Awesome power slam by Rick Righteous, and this one might be over. One, two, three, no! Lee Reel rolls through the count, and my God, can you believe the heart that Lee Reel is displaying inside the ring tonight? Rick Righteous pounds the canvas, accusing the referee of a slow count, and throwing Lee Reel through the ropes and down onto the arena floor in frustration. Rick Righteous turns to continue arguing with the man in stripes. I think Rick Righteous is right now making a big mistake, because Lee Reel has just shook off the hurt, and he's now on the apron. Oh my God, Righteous hears a roar of the crowd. He turns to Reel. Oh, the champion glides into the challenger with a soaring springboard fist, and Lee Reel is in malposition. Hard punches way down on Righteous's face. Left, right, left, right, left, right. The challenger is stunned, and Reel. One, two, no. Rick Righteous gets his shoulder up, and my God, was that quick or what? Folks, the battle we are witnessing tonight is one that I am never going to forget. These guys are going back and forth, and now back up to their feet and into the ropes. It's a challenger. Oh, no. Righteous reverses the hold, and it's a champion who comes off the nylon hard. Righteous bends over. Back body drop. Dumps Lee Reel right onto the logo once again, and arching his back in pain. My God, did you see the air underneath Lee Reel as he was flushed high into the air? Rick Righteous measures up the champion, and tumbling forward with a rolling knee. It's Rick Righteous who's in control once again. Where's Rick going? Rick Righteous has now stepped through the ropes, and he's snapping a steel chair closed, and here comes the Messiah, who's now hearing the boos from the fans for the very first time in this contest. Righteous re-enters the ring, and I don't believe it. He's stopping. But what's he doing? Righteous is putting down the chair, and he's telling the crowd that he's not going to use it. Rick Righteous not cheat. What's going on here? What's next? The sky falling? Oh my God, turning around to continue the match. Reel drills Righteous right in the mouth with a super kick, and dropping the chair inside the ring. Righteous goes to the ropes and down right onto the back of his neck and onto the small mats. Lee Reel motions to the crowd that he's going to go over the ropes, and charging in Rick's direction as he staggers to his feet. Oh my God! Spear through the ropes sends the challenger right into the railing, and my God, listen to this place explode! Lee Reel grimaces, but getting to his feet, he's opening up the ring apron, and he's sliding out a table. The world champion is about to get extreme, and listen to the fans, get behind Lee Reel, setting up a table and placing the challenger on the surface of extreme. Lee Reel rolls back into ring him against, oh my God, he's beginning to climb the turnbuckle. Righteous is out, and he's not moving, folks, and with Lee Reel now on the top turnbuckle, here comes Reel with the leap of faith. Oh my God, tumbleweed ascends Righteous right the hell through the table with a sick sadistic thud, and this place has gone absolutely bananas for absolutely Reel. Righteous has been put through a table, and all I see is bent metal and wood and broken pieces of plastic. My God, Lee Reel is now rolling Rick Righteous back into the ring, and following the World Heavyweight Champion, Lee Reel has now taken hold of that discarded chair that Rick brought in earlier but didn't use. Righteous Duchess is struggling to his feet. He will not be held down. And Riddle appears to be setting up the fan cannonator. Oh my god, wait a minute. What happened to the lights? Lee Riddle said he was going to be prepared for that. Oh, what the hell is that? Not again. The lights have come back on and oh my god. Hey, hiding right here ringside with a dented steel chair. It's sexy Sasha and Lee Riddle is out cold, but Sasha isn't strong enough to knock Riddle out with a steel chair. I don't believe it. Was Rick Righteous behind these attacks on Lee Riddle all along? Was he just setting this one thing up? Was all of this 3 month charade part of Rick Righteous's master plan? Was it Rick and Sasha? And my god, do I feel like a jackass right now? Rick Righteous was never sorry. He was simply throwing everyone off his scent. Damn you, Righteous! Damn you, straight to hell! Inside the ring, that son of a bitch, Rick Righteous, is laughing and making a sloppy cover. I think I'm gonna be sick. One, two, three, no! Lee Riddle kicked out! Riddle kicked out! Lee Riddle kicked out, and Rick Righteous can't believe it! Riddle from his back with a rake in the eyes and kipping up onto the logo! The champion picks up the dented steel chair, and look at him draw the energy from this crowd! Tossing it to Righteous, the challenger catches it in midair! Bang! Cannonator ricochets the steel! Off Rick's face, and down goes the Messiah! Like a sack of dirt! With the crowd 110% behind Lee Riddle, the champion points to the top rope and climbing the turnbuckle with Rick Righteous dead right smack dab in the middle of the ring. The champion takes it in. Oh my god! Lee Riddle just fell face first into the canvas, and did you see him smash his face into that discarded steel chair? On the apron is a smiling Matt McClain, who just came from under the ring. Matt McClain just pushed Lee Riddle up the top rope from behind. For the love of God, no! Inside the ring, Righteous is making a desperation cover. One, two, you son of a bitch, McClain! Three, my God, I don't believe it! Rick Righteous is once again our eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of this bout by pinfall and new eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion, the Messiah, Rick Righteous!
Folks, I can see clearly now the rain is gone, and it's not even funny. I'm ashamed to say, I couldn't see it earlier, but I see it now. It appears that Rick Righteous and Matt McClain were in cahoots all along to try to take down Absolute Lee Riddle and topple him from his World Heavyweight Championship perch. Because there were three people involved in these attacks on Lee Riddle, no one, and not even myself, was smart enough to think that it was multiple people who were behind this charade. When Lee Riddle fought Derek Parks, it must have been Matt McClain who did the deed, because Matt McClain was mysteriously absent from the booking. Remember, when he was in Texas, Matt McClain was not on the card. When Rick booked McClain to fight Riddle the following month, it was Rick Righteous himself who was an acting general manager who must have done the deed, giving his new friend the win. And tonight, when Lee Riddle finally broke ties with Daryl Bazaar for no reason and banned the people who usually help him when he's inside the ring, and that would be Madison and Homeless Bob, Righteous and his new enforcer Matt McClain reeled into the champion who didn't have anyone to back him up. I hate to say it, but Rick Righteous and Matt McClain just pulled off one of the most brilliant wins of all times and exiting the ring with the World Heavyweight Championship around his waist and a brand new partner in Matt McClain. We've just seen the beginning of what might be another Rick Righteous world title reign. Fans, I've just been given the order that the superstars will enter when they come into this hellacious cage that is now lowering over our ring for the grinder. But before we tell you who's first and who's last, let's take a break, because when we return, it's going to be the moment you've all been waiting for. Strap yourselves in, because it's time to unleash the fury of the grinder. We'll see you in a few.